State of New Jersey will require all workers in hospitals, long-term care centers, prisons, and a number of other state and private health care facilities, as well as high-risk congregate settings, to be fully vaccinated against, of course, COVID-19, or be subject to repeated testing. This was what was announced this past week by Governor Murphy. Those places have until September 7th to comply with this edict. Employees who don't get the vaccine will be tested for the coronavirus at least once or twice a week. The state could strengthen the mandate if enough workers don't get vaccinated. That's what Murphy said during one of his COVID-19 briefings this past week. He said, to be clear, the standard is the absolute floor. If we do not see significant increases in vaccination rates among the employees in these settings, we are ready and willing to require all staff to be vaccinated as a condition of their employment. State settings for this policy include the Ankara Psychiatric Hospital, Anne Klein Forensic Center, Greystone Park, Trenton Psychiatric Hospital, Paramus Veterans Memorial Home, Mendel Park Veterans Memorial Home, Vineland Veterans Memorial Home, also includes developmental centers, University Hospital, State Correctional Facilities, as well as Juvenile Justice Commission facilities. Now, as far as the private facilities, they include, but they're not limited to, long-term care and assisted living facilities, county jails, acute care hospitals, specialty hospitals, short-term and post-acute inpatient rehabs, licensed behavioral health facilities, and home health agencies. Asked Monday if the state would go any further, mandate all state workers get vaccinated, Governor said, we're going to start with the most vulnerable, and then we'll see how that goes. He also said, there's nothing stopping any employer in New Jersey from implementing at least as vigorous a policy. Some colleges, you might have heard, healthcare facilities, corporate businesses in the state have already mandated that workers and students get the vaccine. You say that the HIPAA law prevents this. Well, it doesn't, and we'll get to that in the next segment today. Some unions actually said they believe vaccine mandates should be negotiated in collective bargaining. I know that health care has always been a part of contract negotiations, but now health risk? Okay. Anyway, in the wake of Monday's announcement, AFSCME New Jersey Council 63, they represent about 6,000 state workers, said they encourage the members to get vaccinated as soon as possible, and that Murphy's office agreed this past Monday to bargain over the impact of mandating the vaccine or weekly testing for the state workers they represent. Debbie White, who is the president of the HPAE, which is the state's largest union of registered nurses and healthcare professionals, they have 14,000 members, she praised the move as well. Look at some of the more recent stats. Here in New Jersey, more than 5.2 million people in New Jersey have been fully vaccinated. That gives the state one of the nation's highest vaccination rates for COVID-19, more than 70% of the eligible population fully vaccinated. Only 50 people in the state, that's 0.001% of those who are fully vaccinated, have died due to COVID-19, most recent numbers, while only 195 people, that's 0.004% of those fully vaccinated, were hospitalized. However, the state's daily cases and hospitalizations have steadily increased over the past month, about 4 million residents of the state still unvaccinated. Now, breaks in long-term care facilities have dropped dramatically since the winter, but you know, once again, rising again. There's currently outbreaks in 38 of the long-term care facilities compared to 18 2 weeks ago. You have to add to this, too, staff vaccination rates at these locations have been around the 50 to 60% mark, while almost 100% of the residents at these locations have been vaccinated. Many had assumed, by the way, that the healthcare worker unions would be against any vaccine mandate. And since Murphy's running for re-election, he wouldn't want to upset that block of voters. So either the healthcare worker unions have woken up to the obvious, or someone promised something to someone if this was agreed to.